A new gold exploration player in the far north has brought respected regional leader and former Ibamatang chief Harvey Yesno aboard as an advisor. And he'll be basically working in the backyard of his home community. Lithiquest Resources, a Vancouver junior miner, holds more than 41,000 hectares of prospective ground situated on an untapped greenstone gold belt near Ibamatang, 300 kilometers northeast of Thunder Bay. The company's three exploration projects all fall within Ibamatang's traditional territory. Lithiquest's gold properties, Miminiska, Kizik and Atwood, are arrayed to the northwest, west and southwest, of the First Nation community. The company believes this area and the community have the potential to host a major district-scale gold camp. I am honored that Mr. Yesno has agreed to become an advisor to the company, said Lithiquest President CEO Bruce Counts in a news release. Harvey's wealth of experience as a First Nations leader as well as his knowledge of the Ibamatang community and culture will be invaluable to Lithiquest as it moves its projects forward. Yesno recently joined the board of directors of Avalon Advanced Materials, an exploration outfit working a lithium project north of Kenora. A member of Ibamatang First Nation, Yesno also served as president CEO of the Anishinaabe Development Fund from 1993 to 2011, served briefly with the province's Ring of Fire Secretariat, and stood as Anishinaabe Nation Grand Chief from 2012 to 2015. Lithiquest has also contracted JM Development Solutions to assist with engaging the Ibamatang community in discussions regarding the advancement of its high-grade gold properties in northwestern Ontario. Lithiquest is also looking forward to working with JM Development Solutions, said Counts. JMDS has a successful track record of working with junior mining companies to engage NW Ontario First Nations communities in the consultation process. Formerly known as Lithiquest Diamonds, the company has been working in northwestern Australia before starting the search for gold prospects closer to home. The area they've landed in, the company maintains, bears the geological similarities to the Musselwhite mine due to the banded iron formations, which have the potential to host high-grade gold deposits. Want to read more stories about business in the north? Subscribe to our newsletter. In late 2020, Lithiquest acquired claim 60 kilometers southwest of Ibamatang and within 5 kilometers of the all-weather Ogoki Forestry Road. The 23,262-hectare property was dubbed the Atwood Project. Last May, Lithiquest expanded its footprint in the area by signing an option agreement with Landor Resources to pick up two additional gold projects, Miminiska and Kizik. The projects are situated within the Miminiska Fort Hope Greenstone Belt. Exploration drilling by previous operators have intersected significant gold mineralization that Lithiquest said could result in a large gold camp. These projects range from grassroots to the early stages of discovery. Sign up for the Sudbury Mining Solutions weekly newsletter here. The company began compiling all the historic exploration data and, over the summer and into the fall, ran an airborne lidar, laser imaging, detection and ranging, survey before starting a field program of mapping and geochemical sampling to identify new areas not previously explored in order to set things up to bring in the drills early this year. Exploration programs will focus on expanding the currently known zones of gold mineralization and identify targets for new discoveries, the company said.